Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle.
Our mini lesson today is on the idea of capturing. This is part of David Allen's getting things done methodology. You're already doing it when you do the mind dump, when you go through your mind and you find all those things that have just been kind of hanging out and you put them all into your system. So a couple of things. So one, you're getting the stuff out of your head, which means that you're freeing up brain space to work on more pressing issues, more important issues, creativity, problem solving, and that type of thing. You're also consolidating the information so that you have one place to go when you're ready to do the next step. And I wanted to point out three specific areas where you are going to be going through this capturing process. So one is what we've been doing at the beginning of the wrap session, which is pulling the stuff out of your mind. You know, the stuff that just pops in out of the blue. Maybe you jot it down in a notebook. Maybe you text message yourself or email yourself. There's a number of ways to communicate. Maybe you call yourself. You know, there's a number of ways to communicate with yourself to get this information from, you know, your memory bank and into your organizing place. The second one I want to point out is for incoming communications, emails, phone messages, text messages, any of those kinds of things. So in that context, the process is just a little bit different. You're going to look at anything that comes in one at a time and say, what is it and what needs to happen with it? If any time you have voice messages on your phone, you've got a pad of paper next to you, you've got your notebook next to you, so you're ready. So when you listen to that message and it's so-and-so who needs this and this and whatever, that you can jot that down with, you know, what is the next action? You know, what do I need to do with this? What is the next action? That prevents you from listening to that message multiple times or for it to fall down your message feed and forget about it and then find it another week later and go, oh my gosh, I never called so-and-so back. So this is part of the capturing process, is being prepared, having that piece of paper or however you take your messages to incorporate in whatever needs to happen from that phone message immediately. The third way to be capturing these to-dos. So these are different kinds of triggers, right? One is from your mind, one is from incoming communication, and the third one, I'm just calling clearing a space. It could be your desktop, it could be a section of the floor that has just been accumulating a bunch of, you know, papers and stuff. It could be your digital desktop. You're still going to do that same process of one at a time. What is it? What needs to happen with it? Those things that end up in those piles, they're there for a reason, usually to remind you of something, because you're thinking out of sight, out of mind. I look at this again, I'll remember I need to do whatever. But that keeps you in a very reactive mindset. And then they start piling up because they're not as important as these other things that keep popping up, and then it becomes a mess. On a regular basis, or whenever it starts to accumulate a bit, going to that space with this intention of saying, okay, I'm going to capture all of the to-dos in here, picking up one item at a time. What is it? What needs to happen with it? Then you can file the thing or recycle it or put it in its project file. You know, you can get it out of sight because it's in your system. You've captured it into your inbox. Then we go through this process every Monday morning, your review and planning session. Then you're acting throughout the week from a place of power. You're acting from priorities and you're acting with awareness, not in a constant state of reaction. So those are the three ways that you're going to be capturing and gathering those to-dos. Stuff that comes to you out of the blue, incoming communications, and then also clearing a space of, we'll just call them stagnant, stagnant to-dos.
Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.